CNN Sidner on Trump criticism of Supreme Leader. What gives U.S. the right to dictate who leads Iran? By Ian Hanchett on March 10, 2026. On Monday, CNN News Central co-host Sarah Sidner responded to President Donald Trump criticizing the selection of Iran's newest Supreme Leader by wondering, no matter how awful Iran's leadership actually is, what does give the U.S. and Israel the right to dictate who leads another sovereign nation? While speaking with Representative Eugene Vindman, DBA, Sidner said, I do want to ask you about the new Supreme Leader. Iran has a new Supreme Leader, the son of Ali Khamenei, Mojtaba Khamenei is now at the helm. President Trump weighed in, saying he's an unacceptable choice. And if he doesn't get approval from us, he's not going to last long. Israel has promised to kill anyone taking up the helm of the Supreme Leader in an attempt to force regime change. No matter how awful Iran's leadership actually is, what does give the U.S. and Israel the right to dictate who leads another sovereign nation? Vindman responded, we're involved in a war now. And, so, we can target leadership, although it really hasn't. Ultimately, wars end in negotiation. Very rarely do they end in unconditional surrender. And we need to have somebody to negotiate with. And, apparently, this new leader is even more hardline than his father. And the Iranians are digging in. They're a sovereign country. They get a vote. The enemy gets a vote. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.